Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I'm super, super excited to have you joining us here today. Oh, my goodness, it's Election Day. It is 2012, Election 2012. I know you voted. If not, you still have time. You still have some time to get to the polls and cast your vote. And you know what? If you're standing in line, I'm glad because you can listen to the show on your phone if you're standing in line. So guess what? If you have friends that are standing in line, I want you to text them. I want you to tweet them and say, hey, you can listen to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show while you're standing in line. And they can listen, of course, on our guest line at 347-945-5907. And we'll tweet that for you. And it's on our Facebook page. But listen, we want to jump right on in. Today's show is an event spotlight. We are excited because we have two guests joining us today on the show. We're kicking the top of the hour out with Grace Gilliam. She has done a phenomenal job with putting together an event here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And this particular event is really to raise funds, to raise awareness, and to really give to the food bank. And we're going to let her talk about that. And then our second guest, I'm excited to have Roger Baskin, who is joining us. And he is the organizer of the Fairfax County Council of PTAs, their Emerging Minority Leaders Conference. It's the second annual conference they are having on November 17th. November 17th. So you're going to get to hear from him and chat it up right there. Listen, we got to give a big shout out to all of our constant listeners who check us out every single week, those that are listening from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, those listening from Twitter and Facebook and Blog Talk Radio and Charvette.com and iTunes, we say hello, hello. Big shout out to recent listeners from Powder Springs, Georgia. How you doing? Alexandria, Virginia, hello. Greenville, North Carolina, how you doing? Springfield, Illinois, how you doing? Van Nuys, California, what's going on over there? Northport, Florida, how you doing? McLean, Virginia, how you doing? Midlandtown, Connecticut, how you doing? And the list goes on. Of course, we just wanted to take a moment to shout you out because we appreciate you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So listen, I think we need to jump right on in. Our first guest, Grace Gilliam, she's hanging out in the virtual studio, and we're bringing her to a mic. I need you to put your hands together right now. A great big warm welcome for Grace. Hey there, Grace. Thanks for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm telling you what, so this Tuesday, there's a lot of energy in the air, right?
Definitely. I went out and voted at 8 a.m. this morning. I'm so excited. Every vote counts. Everybody go out and vote.
Every vote counts. So if you're listening live, if you're in Virginia, you still have some time. And those that are listening from other parts of the United States, you all have a little bit more time. But anyway, we want to jump in because I definitely want to talk about the event that you have planned. And I also want to mention that you are an artist, a new artist. You're working on a new project. So
yes.
tell our listeners a little bit about your background as far as music and music ministry and all that goes.
Okay, well, I have been singing all of my life. Grew up as a preacher's kid, and music has just always been a huge part of my life. I have an album that's coming out. It should be out in February of 2013, and it's called I Am Grace. And it's called that because, of course, first of all, my name is Grace, and then also that who God is.
Yeah.
Because of his grace and his favor and his mercy, that's why I'm here today. And actually, I haven't always sang gospel music. I have opened up for a lot of mainstream artists that people know, but it just was not fulfilling for me. I wanted to give 100% to God through my music, through my lyrics, and so that's why I am doing what I am now. Like I said, I am Grace, and that's who he is, and so that's where I'm going forward with all God 100%.
Wonderful. And I tell you, we all need grace, right? We all, need grace. So that is awesome. And so how did you decide to come up with this concert, this benefit concert idea?
Well, what happened, I was actually at a Bible study one day, and we were talking about faith and how it's so easy to give with expecting something in return.
Right.
But to actually give knowing that you may not get that from that someone, but that the greater gift will come from God. I was just pondering on the idea of what can I do to help someone else. And so I was thinking, I was on Facebook, I was asking people, what should I do? Is there anything that I can do to give back to the community? And then I'm thinking, wow, well, I do sing and I do know a lot of artists. So I decided to contact some dancers and singers and my ministers that I knew, and it was just so easy. They wanted to help. Everybody was willing. They were inboxing me, maybe you should do this, maybe you should do that. So I feel like you are definitely blessed to be a blessing. That's one thing that I say a lot, but I certainly believe and stand on that. So that was my motivation for having this event.
Wonderful. And a lot of times God will give you cues and those breadcrumbs, I call them, along the way to let you know that you're going on the right path when he makes it easy for you. Wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree, because I've definitely seen the favor of God. Different areas where I thought I would have to spend a lot of money on, people have just volunteered their services, they volunteered their time, printing, just everything. It's just been a great blessing. And to all of those who are out there listening that have donated to the cause, I really appreciate you and I thank you. Some people have gone to the website because they can't go to the event on Saturday. If you go to www.feedmore.org and you click donate and put in Give Thanks Food Drive, all the money will go towards that particular food drive to help the Central Virginia Food Bank.
Great. And so I'd love for you to talk a little bit about the Central Virginia Food Bank and why you selected this organization to benefit from this concert.
Well, I live in Chesterfield now, but I'm originally from Richmond, Virginia, and I know that the Central Virginia Food Bank, they service that area. But not only because that's where I'm from, but also because I was told that there was such a lack. I was informed from the Central Virginia Food Bank that the shelves are pretty much bare at this point in time, especially with this time of year being the holiday season, and now with the storm and everything that just has taken place, there's a need. And so I decided to go with them, because at first I was thinking, well, maybe I can go with the community, but not everyone needs anything. At least this, going through the Central Virginia Food Bank, it will go to people that do have a need. And she mentioned there was about 70% of people who are below, who are unable to, 70% of people, I apologize about that, 70% of the people that are below the means as far as food. Yes. So,
and, you know, food resonates with all of us. So, you know, so sometimes people can kind of, well, I don't want to give it at all. But I think everybody can sit and think, wow, what would happen really if I didn't have enough food, or if I don't have food for my children or my family? So I think that really resonates with people. And so when they come to the concert, is there a charge? Are you requesting that the community bring items?
Yes. What we're requesting is non-perishable items. The concert is completely, absolutely free. We just want non-perishable items, which can be, you know, canned foods, as far as luncheon meats, meat spreads, canned vegetables, canned fruits. We're also taking spaghetti, spaghetti sauces, boxed cereals, oatmeal. We're pretty much staying away from the drinks. I had someone ask me, did they need any fruit juices, things of that nature. Pretty much just food items.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And so what's the date, the time, the location, and all that good stuff for this concert?
Right. So the date is this Saturday, November the 10th at 3 p.m., and it's going to be at Wesley Memorial United Methodist Church, which is located on 1720 Mechanicsville Turnpike, Richmond, Virginia, 23223. So we're just so excited about it. There are wonderful feature artists that we have, and it's also going to be hosted by Gigi Hopkins, and she used to be an announcer on Faith Radio.
Yes, we love Gigi. Yes,
yes.
Definitely a strong history in broadcasting. So big shout out to Gigi Hopkins. So tell us about all of the artists and the guests that will be on the concert and that we can plan to enjoy.
All right. So I have the Levites of Agape International Ministries, and they are the praise team. They're going to start us off. I also have Audrey Francis, who is a minister of music at Bethel Ministries Church, and she will be ministering in mime. She is fantastic. I also have Soteria Shepherdson.
Oh,
she is a spoken word artist, so you know so-so.
Yes, she is dynamic. She is off the chain.
Yes, she is. I also have Jake Holmes and In Due Season, and they actually have a EP coming out very soon, and they are wonderful. Jake Holmes, he's known all around the area, and the group, they are wonderful as well. I also have Trinity Page. She's from Manor Christian Fellowship, and she's 8 years old. And when I tell you, her expression and her movement is just, you would think she was 30 years old and has been through everything in her life. But she is definitely wonderful. I also have a glow from Faith and Family Church, and that's my church. I have to rep Faith and Family, Pastor Calvin Duncan. They are a dance team, and they are spectacular as well. And I also wanted to mention gospel recording artist Brian Pound.
Yes.
He will be at the event, and I love his music. I love his ministry. He is just absolutely wonderful. I remember the first time I heard him, I bought his CD.
He's amazing.
Yes.
And listeners, you've heard from him before. We've had Brian on the show actually two times. So big shout out, Brian Pound, Pound like pound cake. So check him out.
I consider him the gospel Robin Thicke.
Yes. That is a perfect description of him. Yes.
Yes.
Right,
I'm excited, and then I'll be singing too as well.
Oh, okay, so we'll hear you. And I think a little birdie told me there's going to be some comedy.
Oh, let me tell you. She is absolutely fantastic. She is so funny, and she goes by the name of Quiet Storm, but I also know her as Wendy. I mean, I feel everyone's stomach will be hurting by the end of this concert.
Yes.
Because she is absolutely hilarious. Even on Facebook, like posting, I had posted that she was going to be on the event. Uh-huh. And I said, Quiet Storm will be on the event. And she's like, oh, really? Quiet Storm? Oh, I'm definitely going to be there now. Yes.
She is crazy.
Her.
Listen, I heard her at a conference, and she got up and said, giving honor to my husband in his absence. And she said, well, I'm single. So,
right.
Dying, like, from
so
that.
You have to
like
speak those things in existence, you know,
right.
As a single lady myself.
So that was totally hilarious how she started that. So you definitely have something for everyone. I think
yes.
You definitely have something for everyone, something that will hit everyone's kind of taste buds, and it's all to go towards a good organization. I think everyone that's in the capital city of Richmond, you are familiar with the Central Food Bank. Tell our listeners again how they can give online if they would like to, or to find out more about that organization.
Okay, yes. If you go to www.feedmore, which is F as in Frank, E-E, D as in dog, more, more.org. And then if you want to donate to the Give Thanks Community Food Drive, you will select the option to donate and then specify Give Thanks, and it will go towards our food drive. Also, you can find out all of the information about the Central Virginia Food Bank on that site as well. They have something on there that states that for every dollar, every dollar equals five meals.
Wow.
And I think that that's wonderful, and I would also like to learn how they do that so I can put that in my budget as well.
Yeah. That's called working on a budget. That's called
Yes.
So the Give Thanks food drive and concert, listeners, we want you to check it out. We want you to be there to support all the artists and to enjoy that, and also to be a support to the Central Virginia Food Bank. And this is the Thanksgiving season. We are in the first week of November. As we know, Thanksgiving, the holiday is right around the corner. So I think that it was great that you decided to call it Give Thanks.
Thank you. Also, I did want to mention, I wanted to give a nice shout out to Faith and Family Church, the Kingdom Keepers, the teenagers of Faith and Family. They're actually going to be volunteering at the event. They'll be receiving the items. I have some of them that are going to be hosts, as well as counting and collecting and giving out raffle tickets. There will be some prizes. All of the prizes have been donated as well. So I'm just excited. I'm very thankful. And they are just as excited as I am about helping. They were just so willing, and I really appreciate them. So I did want to say that as well.
Well, big shout out to them. And it's awesome whenever teens, in particular, because teens traditionally have the perception of, you know, everything's about me and everything's
right
for me. So that's great when you have teens that are willing to give back to the community. So tell our listeners one more time the location, the date, and the time of this event.
All right. And the location is Wesley Memorial United Methodist Church, 1720 Mechanicsville Turnpike, Richmond, Virginia, 23223. And the time is 3 p.m. this Saturday, November the 10th.
Great. Well, we wish you much success and that you raise a whole bunch of food and non-perishable items.
Yes, please. Don't limit yourself to one. Yes. Bring as many as possible. We have plenty of boxes. We can fill it up. We have the trucks. We can take them out.
Awesome. And we definitely want to give you a big shout out for your interview that you had last week on TV.
Yes, last week.
Saw that. Big shout out. You did a good job. Well, listen,
thank you
so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And we're excited we were able to feature and spotlight your event.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, listeners, we're going to a quick commercial break, and we'll be back to our second segment with Roger Baskin. We don't want you to go anywhere. We want you to stay right there. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Join the Newcastle Players as they walk through the life of Henry O. Flipper, a child born into slavery yet destined to become a great American hero. Man of Honor, the real-life story of Lieutenant Henry O. Flipper will be a real treat for your friends, family, and church members. Get your tickets now for performances on Saturday, November 10th at 1 and 6 p.m. at the Enrico Theater in Highland Springs, Virginia. Purchase tickets online at newcastle-koaproductions.com or call 804-308-0590.
Whether you're looking for luscious lips, radiant cheeks, or age-resistant skin, the professionals at BeautyInAllShades.com have just what you need. Their Motives Cosmetics line, featuring Motives for Lala, as seen on VH1, is right for all skin, no matter your color or tone. Simply visit BeautyInAllShades.com and find the perfect match for you. Wake up each morning and be flawless. No matter your style, be classic with BeautyInAllShades.com. Proud sponsor of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, listeners, welcome back. Welcome back again. We're excited to have you tuning in and checking us out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're excited to have all of our listeners tuning in from all across the world wide web. Listen, I know you're following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Of course, connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And you can just go to charvette.com if you've missed any of our past shows. You want to check them out. Listen, we are rolling into our second segment. This is our second event spotlight. I'm excited because my guest is hanging out in the virtual green room. So hopefully he enjoys some virtual salad and virtual tuna fish and virtual crab legs and all that good stuff. Anything you want in the virtual green room, you know, you can just make it up as you go. Okay, so anyway, he is the founder of Speak Up LLC, and he is also the event planner for the Fairfax County Council of PTAs second annual Emerging Minority Leaders Conference that is coming up Saturday, November 17th in Alexandria, Virginia. And he stopped by the virtual studio to hang out with Charvette. That's me, and I'm bringing him to the mic right now. Roger, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, Charvette?
It's going well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. I've already voted.
Woo-hoo!
And that's right. I stood in line for 2 hours today.
Wow.
With all four of my children so they can understand that process as well. Mm-hmm. And now we're ready to share with everybody in your listening audience some very empowering information that they don't want to miss.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. All right, so we are glad to have you here. So certainly talk a little bit about this Emerging Minority Leaders Conference. How was this concept even birthed?
Yeah, you know, the PTA to a lot of people is about bake sales and fundraisers and things of that nature. And we want people to understand that the PTA is about advocacy.
Yeah.
It's about educating parents. It's about educating caregivers, people who care about our young people, people who care about the future of our community. And we're about supporting positive efforts to improve our schools, to improve the quality of life of our young people. And so the Emerging Minority Leaders Conference is a part of that. At the national level of the PTA for the past 7 years, we've been working at developing a broader base of leadership for the PTA. And we're especially reaching out to those populations that you don't see all the time at PTA meetings. You don't see a lot of dads there. You don't, in a lot of school districts, in a lot of schools, see a lot of minority participation. And so we're concerned about that because one of our sayings at the national level of PTA is, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
And so
if you're not in that decision-making role, if you're not making change, somebody's going to make some changes on you.
Right.
And so we want to educate as many people as we can and get into leadership positions as many people as we can who bring a diverse background and diverse voices to the concerns that are facing our young people. And so the Emerging Minority Leaders Conference is designed to do that, to educate and to empower and to develop a new generation of advocates so that we can change some of the problems that we've been seeing in our community. I mean, for years and years, we've been seeing achievement gaps that have been affecting our children, suspension rates that, you know, tend to work in a negative direction towards our young people disproportionately.
Yeah.
We see dropout rates that are disproportionately children of color. And so it's time out for doing things as we've always done them. And we need to begin to give voice to people who have some fresh ideas, who have some new ideas. And we want to give them the tools to be successful in making the kinds of changes that we need. And so that's where the Emerging Minority Leaders Conference comes from. Not everybody, though, can afford to go to a national Emerging Minority Leaders Conference. It costs money.
Right.
You got to take off from work. You got to travel. And so when I went to my first one in 2011 down in Orlando, Florida, I said, this is great, and I got to take this back home to Virginia. And so as soon as I got back, I talked to the president of our county council of PTAs, and at that time I was in my first year serving as the diversity and inclusion chair for Fairfax County PTA. And I said, we got to do this at home, and we got to make it free so that we can get as many parents as we can to come out and learn this information. And so we're trying to, you know, create a movement in our region and throughout the state of Virginia and even further, okay, so
yes.
that we can have as many people involved, because the more people we have involved in our schools, the better it's going to be for our young people, okay? And so that's where we're moving towards. This is our second year. The first year was a great success. We got a lot of positive feedback from people from different sectors of the community, and we just want to keep it rolling. We want to keep it, you know, moving in a very positive direction, and we want to continue to expand. And, you know, even though it's in Fairfax County, we have people coming from Richmond.
Wow.
We have people coming from Chesterfield. We have people coming from Maryland, from D.C., from other parts of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And so it's very quickly growing into, you know, a larger issue, because people understand the importance of using those advocacy tools for the benefit of our young people, of making very positive change. And so we're really excited about it. And I really do appreciate you letting me share a little bit about it today.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the Emerging Minority Leaders Conference, for those that are just tuning in, we welcome you here to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And we're talking to Roger Baskin about the Emerging Minority Leaders Conference. That's Saturday, November 17th. It's 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And what's the location for this event?
Yes, now the location is going to be Mount Vernon High School. That's 8515 Old Mount Vernon Road, Alexandria, Virginia. Anybody who loves Krispy Kreme donuts and knows anything about Northern Virginia, Route 1 corridor, we're right down the street from that. All right, so so if you like Krispy Kreme, just go on past and keep south, and you'll run right into us.
Wonderful. And you all have some great sessions planned. So one session is called Finding Your Voice, Creating an Advocacy Campaign. Another
right.
session, Creating Positive Change. Another session, Gifted and Talented Learners from Diverse Backgrounds. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How did you all decide which types of topics to cover?
Well, you know, there are certain skills that we know we have to develop in our community if we're going to make really positive changes in some of the things that we've been seeing generation after generation in terms of our children's relationship to school. And so, you know, I tell parents all the time, one of the things we have to learn how to do is to be advocates for our children and not adversaries to the school system.
Mm.
Because a lot of times as parents, we'll go up to the school and lay the teacher out and lay the principal out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we'll show out, but then nothing has really changed. And so the first session on advocacy has to do with, okay, if you have a concern, how do you address it systemically so it not only affects your child, but it can affect lots of children at the same time? How do you network with people? How do you build alliances? How do you create a coalition so that this is going to make lasting change? Because oftentimes, you know, especially now that we're talking about difficult economic times,
right.
where we're talking about budget cuts, what winds up happening is the people who make those decisions, they say, well, we can take something from this community because they're not organized.
Mm,
and they
wow.
won't give us too much trouble if we take it from them. Okay?
Oh, wow.
So
that's
we
the
have
inside
to...
right there. That's the inside too.
Oh, yes. And so we have to learn how to build those kinds of coalitions so that when we say something, people understand that there are ramifications for not supporting what we know is in the best interest of our children. And so that's why we're starting out with that. And Stella Edwards, who is actually from Chesterfield County, is going to come up. She works at the national level of PTA. She's actually somebody who's very involved in the legislation committee for the National PTA. And so she's the real deal. And she's going to come and show us just how to start a movement, okay?
Oh.
And then after that, we're going to have some people who have actually face the challenge of creating positive change in the school system. These are everyday parents. They have kids in the system. But they say, hold up, wait a minute. This has to change. And they're going to tell us their stories, and they're going to tell us how they did it so that it can continue. And so they're going to share their story. And then finally, one of the big issues that we're seeing in a lot of school districts is almost a resegregation of schooling. Mm-hmm. And it's through the guise of what we call gifted and talented education. But what we see is disproportionately those classes don't have very many children of color. And we want to talk about that, and we want to talk about what does it really mean to be gifted?
Right.
What does it really mean to navigate through that system? And what does it mean to really make a school district and a school system really receptive to the variety of gifted traits that are out there among our children? And so these are all very important issues that affect our community, not just in Fairfax County, but nationwide.
Nationwide.
And so I think that explains, too, why we're getting people from everywhere coming to this event.
Wow, and this is for parents, this is for educators, this is for people that just are youth advocates, would you say?
Everybody. Anybody who cares about the future of our children, the quality of life of our children, because the quality of their education now affects the quality of their lives in the future, and it affects us too. Okay?
Absolutely.
So if our kids aren't getting a quality education, it affects everybody. It affects our economy. It affects everything. So this is a matter of national security, okay? Everybody needs to be out here supporting our young people and learning how we can make some positive change.
Make some positive. I think it's awesome, awesome, awesome. Is there anywhere online that listeners can go to, a website to learn more, gain more information?
Yes, you can go to www.fccpta.org. You can register right there online. We have a lot of things going on our website, so you just want to look for the second annual Emerging Minority Leaders Conference. We have directions on how to get there, and we have a whole list of who our speakers are going to be, the whole timeline of the program. It goes from 8:30 to 1:30, and so everything's right there online at www.fccpta.org.
Outstanding. Well, we wish you much success, continued success for this particular conference, and then also we'll have to have you back to talk more about Speak Up, which is your new business that's coming about.
Awesome.
And
yes.
So we'll have you back on that, and we're just glad we had a chance to chat you up and talk to you in this event spotlight on Election Day, too, on Election
Day.
Right. How about that?
Hey, can I give a big shout-out? My little baby girl is 5 years old today, Tondi Baskin. So if I could just say happy birthday to her.
Yes, happy birthday, happy birthday. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much again. We appreciate you stopping by, and keep on doing what you're doing.
Hey, we sure will, and thanks so much, Charvette, for having me on today.
You are quite welcome.
All right, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, listeners, I'm telling you what, we had an awesome show today, and you need to make sure you support both of the events, no matter where you are, Grace Gilliam, and then the Give Thanks Food Drive concert that's November 10th, and then, of course, the November 17th event, Emerging Minority Leaders Conference, that's taking place in Alexandria, Virginia, free of charge. I mean, you can't beat that. 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Again, www.fccpta.org, and you can find out more information there. Well, that's going to be a wrap, and we're going to see you next week again. Hopefully you voted. I hope you voted. If you're in Virginia, you still have time. Remember, if you at least get to the poll, by 7, they have to let you vote. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.